This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to providing excellent customer experiences and leading-edge products and services to its farmer-owned member cooperatives and retailers. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, beef prices at the counter are going up, and the Trump administration has floated a new idea to bring those prices down, but many in the cattle industry say it's not a good idea. We'll hear from the folks at RCAF coming up next.
GrowMark has been committed to delivering the products you need from people you trust since 1927. As an agricultural cooperative serving almost 400,000 customers across North America, GrowMark provides agronomy, energy, facility engineering, and construction, along with logistics products and services, coupled with grain marketing and risk management opportunities. Whether you are a member of the GrowMark system or a wholesale customer, you can count on GrowMark to provide an exceptional experience with each and every transaction.
If you felt a little sticker shock at the meat counter lately, you're not alone. In many stores, 80-20 ground beef is knocking on the door of $7 a pound, and ribeyes are topping $20. The administration says importing beef from Argentina could help lower prices, but RCAF CEO Bill Bullard says that plan misses the mark.
One of the reasons that our herd size is the lowest in 70 years is because we have allowed excessive imports to displace domestic production, which eliminates opportunities for U.S. producers to expand and rebuild their herds. So we have been declining our cattle industry for decades. A recent drought has accelerated that process. And now the solution has to be to rebuild and expand the domestic herd, and bringing in more imports will counter that effort. We believe this is a wrong-headed approach, especially when consumers cannot distinguish the Argentinian beef from U.S. beef, and therefore the packers don't have to lower the price of that cheaper imported beef because they're still allowed to put a product of USA label on an exclusively Argentinian product that is in the U.S. marketplace.
Bullard says instead of turning to foreign beef, the focus should be on restoring fairness and transparency here at home with country of origin labeling.
This will incentivize the packers to lower the imported beef price for consumers, and it would give consumers the opportunity to choose either a cheaper price or to choose to support the American cattle farmer or rancher. The other thing we need to do is restore competition in the marketplace, because right now we do not have a competitive market. Four packers control 80% of the boxed beef market. They are able to interfere with competitive market forces. So consumers are paying prices that are higher than what a competitive market would otherwise predict. So we need to manage imports, and we need to restore competition by protecting producers against anti-competitive practices and unfair practices. And until we do that, we should not expect that we will rebuild our U.S. herd.
Bullard says that the timing of the president's proposal could not be worse, as many ranchers are selling the cattle when the market reacts to this kind of news.
Because many producers are just now selling their year's production, and at a time when the market is reacting negatively to the president's message. So we're working on this diligently with the administration and trying to get them to at least provide mitigations, if not completely reverse the course.
RCAF USA says the long-term fix is to manage imports, restore country of origin labeling, and end the monopoly power that dominates the U.S. beef market. They also want the administration to push its antitrust officials to uncover how much price fixing has contributed to the high prices at the meat counter. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have yourself a great day.